Today, as we celebrate this feast of St. Anne, certainly we extend happy feast day to all the grandparents who are here, but obviously being the grandparent of our Lord isn't going to make anyone a saint. It's a matter of the holiness of the person, and that's what it is that we celebrate today, the holiness of this wonderful woman. If you think about a couple of things, we first of all tend oftentimes to think, as we've talked about before, that holiness is somehow reserved to people in monasteries. If you think about that in another way, that means people who are celibate. There is not one single saint who ever came from somebody who was celibate. None. In other words, they came from holy parents who were married. And so while there aren't very many people who are canonized who were married people, that's not because they weren't holy. It's because there wasn't anybody to bring forward their cause. But the reality is, we look at somebody like St. Anne, and you can consider the holiness of this woman when you just think about the great miracle that happened in her womb. It's not just that our Blessed Lady was conceived there. She was conceived without original sin. The Immaculate Conception happened in the womb of St. Anne. This isn't just an ordinary person. This has got to be somebody of extraordinary holiness to be able to do such a thing, for God to do such a thing within her. So we recognize that. We recognize also her great intercession. She is a mom and concerned about her children. St. Anne oftentimes is very forgotten. We rightly hold Our Lady up and pray to her and recognize her as the greatest of all of the saints ever, because she is. And for the most part, we forget about St. Anne and St. Joachim. But the holiness is what we need to recognize. Because again, we look at Our Lady and she's a little different than the rest of us. She is obviously one of us. She is a human woman. And yet at the same time, she is conceived without original sin. She never sinned in her entire life. And so in that way, we can look at it and say, yeah, she's a little different from the rest of us. But St. Anne, we can't say that. Probably a very holy woman from the time she was a little child, but nonetheless had original sin just like us, was a sinful person just like us, and God raised her up to be such a great saint. Now, with that said, we also have to remember when we talk about this that when we tend to think of great saints, we sometimes will look and say, well, they were saints from the time they were little. Somebody like St. Anne probably was. Certainly our Blessed Lady was. Somebody like St. Joseph, St. John the Baptist, the same thing. But there are lots of saints who weren't that way. So obviously, on one hand, the best way to raise up saints is to be one. To be able to teach your children by your example as well as by your words and so on. But there are lots of saints whose parents were definitely not saints. And as we've seen before, God will work in each of our lives differently. He can make great saints out of people whose situations were very, very bad. They grew up in a very non-saintly kind of way. We looked just the other day at St. Mary Magdalene. Here's one of our Lord's closest friends and a great, great saint. She certainly is not somebody that anybody who would have known her in her younger days would have ever thought would be a saint. So the same might be said of you and me. But that doesn't mean God isn't calling us to be saints. If you look at your own parenthood, if your kids are grown, and maybe you look back and you say, yeah, I didn't really give them the holy example that they should have. I didn't teach them the way that I should. Pray for them. If God has touched your heart a little later in life, and maybe it's too late to be able to form your kids, it's never too late to pray for them. It's never too late to offer your sufferings for them. It's never too late to continue to be an example to them. You can expect that you will be rejected if that's the case, because you're weird now after all. But just stick with it, because when push comes to shove, you know fully well where they're going to come, because they always do. And just continue to pray for them, because the most important thing is getting them to heaven. Which brings up another point that we need to think about. It's one that I like to harp on frequently, so you've probably heard me say it before. One of the things I find so frustrating in listening to parents is when they're asked about their kids, the answer is almost always the same. All I want is for them to be happy. What a bunch of garbage. How about all I want is for them to be saints? What I want is for them to get to heaven. Satan can make them happy, and they can wind up in hell. But boy, weren't we great parents, because we made our kids happy while they were here on earth, because we just gave them whatever they wanted, we did whatever they wanted, and so they were happy. And then they wound up in hell. That's not being a good parent. Being a good parent is getting your kids and your grandchildren to heaven. That's what St. Anne is a wonderful example for us all. Which, by the way, because most people come in through the side door, you might not know there's a statue of St. Anne back in the vestibule. And so just if you go to the middle door, around to the right, the statue of St. Anne. If you're over at Holy Trinity, by the way, in the little library right outside of the Adoration Chapel, there's also a statue of St. Anne up on top of the bookshelves. So we can have great devotion to this woman. And we should, because she is truly a very, very holy person, but also one who teaches us that holiness is not reserved for the monks and nuns. Holiness is for parents and grandparents. Holiness is for married people. Holiness is for everybody. And so don't use that as an excuse for why you don't have to become holy, because God didn't call you to the monastery. God is calling you to be holy in your own situation, in your state in life. And He's giving you the grace to be able to do it. It may not look like the monks or the nuns, because your life is very different. So you can't live like a monk or a nun. You're not being asked to live like a monk or a nun. But you are being asked to be holy. So what does that look like in your situation and in your state in life? That's what each person needs to consider. But to recognize, especially when you see a holy woman like this, to see exactly what we heard in the readings, that when one finds a worthy wife, her value is worth more than pearls. Which is interesting, because then in the gospel we hear about the guy who finds the pearl of great price, sells everything in order to get it. But a worthy spouse is worth more than that. A worthy spouse is worth giving up everything to be able to obtain. And it's not just everything. This guy sold all that he had to get that one pearl. We're talking about giving up yourself, because that's what happens in marriage. You give yourself away. So yes, it is worth giving up everything else, but it is worth giving up your own self for the sake of this other person. which also then tells you how careful you must be about the person you choose to marry, because that is what it's all about. You want for your children the best person to be able to raise their children, to be the best mother, the best father. That's what needs to be taught to these kids. So often we look at it and say, oh, well, this person can make you rich, or this person can make you popular, or whatever. Who cares? Is this person going to be a good parent to these children? Is this the person that I want forming my kids and raising my kids? Those are the questions that we really need to be looking at, if it's what we need to teach our children and grandchildren, most of us at this age, so that they're looking at things correctly. In a situation today where we've got a divorce rate that's nearly 60%, we're clearly not choosing well. So we need to make sure that we've got the right criteria to be looking at. Are we looking at holiness? Are we looking at what is truly best for our children? Because that's what it all comes down to. God found this pearl of great price, and he raised her up to be the mother of the Immaculate Conception, the grandmother of our Lord Jesus. And she continues that way to be a great example for all of us, especially for those who are called to the married state, of the holiness to which God is calling you.